In Iowa, almost 5,000 young immigrants, mostly of Mexican descent, have been granted temporary deferred action by the Obama administration, meaning they can stay in the country. But after this ruling from the DOT, they can't drive or receive a state ID in Iowa. DOT Director Paul Trombino says the federal policy that grants temporary deferment for young undocumented immigrants doesn't really change the law.
In other words, they're still not lawfully authorized to be president of the United States. They're just not taking any action.
And he says it doesn't change Iowa code. But the executive director of American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa, Ben Stone, says the DOT is reading the code wrong.
Well, we do not agree with the DOT's interpretation of the Iowa code. It's a horrible injustice to people who came to this country as children and have been told by the United States government that they are not in danger of being deported if they're denied the ability to drive a car.
Stone says the ACLU will ask the DOT to reconsider their decision. So far, undocumented immigrants who are eligible for deferred action qualify for driver's licenses in 17 states. In Des Moines, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.